How many damn times do I have to tell people? The lady is out right now. Please leave and come back later. Oh, my apologies. I thought you were one of those annoying peasants begging and pleading to see if we could help them with their mundane troubles. What brings you here, traveler? You have a letter for Lady Arim. Unfortunately, Lady Arim is out on an important matter in the West. Until then, I cannot do anything for you besides holding the letter for you until she gets back. An urgent letter from Lord Leon? I see. Well, I'll see what I can do. Come in, please. It's a bit cold outside. Lady Arim would have my heart if she knew I left a guest out in the cold like this. Please, take a seat by the fireplace. And warm you up. Would you like a cup of tea? Water? Or even wine? I was just enjoying some red wine for myself, actually. Tea? Of course. It's a special castle blend. I hope it tastes well or nice. Am I Lady Arim? Oh dear. I must have forgotten to introduce myself. My name is Mira. I'm the royal advisor for Lady Arim. I'm her right hand, if you can call it that. And what is yours, dear? Traveler? A nice name. It has a nice ring to it. Do I have any idea when Lady Arim would be back? No. My lady didn't tell me. It's not like she would anyway. If it's urgent, as you say, I could take a look at it for you and read it. I could send a message in bird if it is that important to reach Lady Arim. Alright. I see. It's as urgent as you say. I'll let Lady Arim as soon as possible. Traveler, is everything alright? Are you okay? Just a little sleepy. Oh, that's just the side effects of the tea setting in. Humans are so naive. Do you know what the letter said, Traveler? You don't. Well, looks like you were set up to be fed to some monsters. The letter said, whoever reads the letter will die. I mean, I knew this before you came here. It was a little bet between me and Lord Leon. I was wondering if you read the letter. But seeing how you didn't, I'm a little disappointed you didn't put up much of a fight. No matter. We'll figure this out when you wake up. Good evening, human. You were out for a while, so I hope you don't mind the restraints I put on you. It suits you, though. You taste so good. I can taste the sweet candy like blood from you, from just licking you. Oh, dear traveler. You couldn't quite silly to find that I'm a vampire. It's cute. And here I thought humans were smarter than this. Yes, I'm a vampire. And I'm here to punish you. I mean, I can't blame you for falling for such a trap set by Lord Leon and I. Like I said, it was a bet. to see if whoever he sends falls into his trap. Well, the trap that I came up with. But truly, you are foolish. But I have to give it to Lord Leon for giving me a new toy to play with. Hopefully, you won't break like the last one. He was too willing. It got boring so quickly. I want some feistiness from my toys. And I'm sure you'll be feisty. And that excites me. I can see the glare in your eyes. It just makes me want to choke you out, hurt you in every possible way, before overloading you with pleasure. You know, I can see you're getting a bit excited too. Your dick looks so hard right now from here. It's an exciting view. I can imagine how good it would make you feel to insert that in me and ride it. Wouldn't that make you feel good, toy? Answer me. Do you feel my cold hands tighten around your pathetic human neck? I could snap it right now. I could do so many things to your fragile neck. It looks so nice to dig my fangs into it too. Speaking of, digging my fangs somewhere. Don't mind if I have a little taste. Oh, fuck. That tasted so good. Fuck. It feels so good. That's it, you fucking slut. Good boy, come on. I know you can do it. Come on. That's right. Good boy. Good boy, you fucking slut, come on. Come on. Oh, you look like you're about to burst, aren't you? You're getting close, I can feel it. But I am too. That's it, come on. Why don't you let it out already? Oh, you're such a good boy. You're such a good toy.